closer. Believe it or not, I'm tone deaf. I hope my voice will last. I've been on a water fast for 15 days. So, I had to lose a little weight. Too much for showing me. So before we begin, we always offer pranams, gratitude, thanks to the spiritual preceptor, because without his grace we would never have been introduced to this wonderful process, and we would not have his expert guidance on the spiritual path back to the highest planet in the spiritual world. And then we also offer some pranams and prayers to that avatar I was talking about, Chaitanya, and his direct associates who really kind of gave us this most powerful weapon to conquer the material energy and become spiritually enlightened.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Systems, and sometimes they come to the Earth planet. You know, they're in charge of like water and air and movement of the Earth. Actually, every activity in this world is controlled by a devata like Durga, Shiva, Ganesh, so many different demigods. But when they come here, because of the celestial caliber, their divinity, they don't touch the earth. So if you're ever walking down the street and you see someone's not, their feet aren't touching the ground, you'll know that it's a demigod. And you came close to that this evening through all your transcendental chanting and dancing. Actually, nowadays, because this is, after all, this is called a yuga, and things aren't going to get better. They're predicted to get worse, but Mahaprabhu and the Acharyas, they also describe that if this this chanting, this divine singing of the Maha Mantra is propagated throughout the world, it can actually hold back the tide of Kali Yuga. Can you imagine holding back the tide? You know, the sun, the moon controls the tide. Can you imagine holding back the tide? But the tide of the inauspiciousness of this age, which comes in the form of jealousy, envy, hatred, and greed, and these things are becoming prominent in society more than ever before. That can be held back by especially the congregational chanting of these names. We've experienced so much happiness here, but again, anyone can experience it, even if one's not interested. I go in the streets sometimes, I chant like this, and people come in and they start dancing and singing Hare Krishna and Chaitadarpana Marjanam. Irregardless, that karma is cleansed, the material desires are uprooted, and that little seed of prema starts to germinate. So those who know this wonderful panacea for the ills of this age of Kali Yuga, they should participate in public chanting. I know it might be a little hard for you to get out on the streets, but and sing like that, but really, you're doing the best welfare work possible. One of our acharyas, Srila Rupa Goswami, he said that the highest welfare is spiritual welfare. Material welfare, you give clothes, you give food, you give medicine, that's nice, but it's been compared to blowing on a boil. You get some relief, you still got the problem. So people have to be cleansed of karma, of material desires, and that prema has to be awoken in their hearts, and they'll change. They'll change from caterpillars to butterflies. I've seen it all over the world. This process is not just meant for people of India. Not at all. When Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita, he wasn't just speaking to Arjuna. Because it's absolute truth, it's valid in the past, it's valid in the present, and it will be also valid in the future. So those of you who have got a glimpse into this wonderful culture of bhakti and bhajan and kirtan, it's good if you can share it with others. We have a great fortune in this kirtan, and the more the merrier. The more people get involved, the better. And really do have faith. It shouldn't just be like a yoga society or a yoga club or a movement or a vegetarian restaurant. These things are all good, but it has to be propagated amongst the masses, because a lot of people are suffering out there for lack of spiritual knowledge. Because once you have spiritual knowledge, you know how to live in this world in such a way as, to a greater or lesser degree, you can avoid the miseries. There's always going to be miseries here. You can't help it. But if you live a sattvic, Vedic way of life, as described in the Vedic scriptures, under the direction of a spiritual preceptor, spiritual master, you can avoid a lot of trouble just by practicing a sattvic way of life. So come here to the Bhakti Shala Center. Govinda Das has opened this center in that mood to give everyone a chance to chant these divine mantras and study the books, especially Bhagavad Gita. That's probably the ABCs of spiritual life, and associate with other people who like to chant these divine songs and make your life happy. I'm so honored to be here this evening. Thank you, and a big thank you to Govinda Das and his good wife. One good thing about saying goodbye, and that is sometime in the future you can say hello again. So hopefully I'll get invited back again. Another rip-roaring kirtan. Thank you so much. We have to go back now. We have a little journey back to Santa Barbara, and I'm flying out of the country soon. So get things together. Please thank my Vrindanga player. What a fantastic song. Kirtan, our kartal player. He's born and raised in the movement, and our violin player, Mariah Krishna Kazakhstan. Okay. All the best to all of you, all success to the Bhakti Shala, and we'll see you again. Hare Krishna, thank you very much.
Before we leave, from the sincerest place in our hearts and our being, let's share that place in gratitude with Swami tonight.